18 feet.
12 meters. 11. 10.
Then they're right on us.
9 meters. Remember, short, controlled bursts. 8 meters. 7. 6.
See, that's inside the room.
It's reading right, man. Look. You're not reading it right. 5 meters, man. 4. What the hell?
It's Sunday night at 9 p.m., and it's time for What the Hell with Sumerian and semi-permanent guest host for a very long time, Bob from Peru.
Now that we're inside your room, remember short controlled bursts.
Let's rock!
Of everyone in the room.
It's Sunday.
So we can put it on the internet.
Sunday night.
Now we are here. I forgot to turn on the repeat. All right, it's Sunday at 9:10 p.m.
Just like normal. Here we are.
Just like normal. A little late, but nonetheless, we're all here.
See, our watches are all wrong. That's the problem.
Yeah. It's winter time.
It's Langley time.
We set our clocks ahead 10 minutes or behind.
Behind
10 minutes.
It's a little slower.
Yep. Does that make us get to work on time or late?
Get
to work late all the time. Our bosses don't mind because their clocks are wrong, too.
Exactly.
I'm going to beat you up. Don't make me kill you.
So we got massive, massive amounts of stuff tonight.
Thousands of hours. And if Bert doesn't turn his cell phone off, I'm going to kill him.
That's two people are going to kill
him.
Why?
Because it rings.
Fucking retarded. And they even ask you in movie theaters now to turn your cell phone off.
Please refrain.
Or I'll cut your legs off.
Let me get a story about that.
Alrighty then.
Okay.
We have a lot of stories.
I've got a story about that. I was in the movies last night, and there was some guy who just had his phone.
Don't tell us the story.
Don't tell us the story. Just say you have a story.
You're teasing us.
Yeah, you're teasing us. So we got lots of stuff tonight. We got tons of promos. We've got, as usual, gross hospital stories. We've got the movie man. We've got news of the week. We've got, I don't know, what else do we have? Stories.
Lots of stories.
Crayoning.
Music.
But we don't have the chicken.
Chicken might be calling in.
About 10 o'clock he'd be calling in.
About 10 after 10. He said.
10 after 10.
You know what? Our phone lines are now.
No, they're not open.
They're not open.
We got to do stuff first. Oh. People phone like crazy after we open the phone lines, and it just makes a big mess. So we're going to look. No, you're on the mixing board. You're on the mixing board. So we're going to go around the room. Not yet. Well, we're just going to say who's in the room right now, and then we'll go around the room later.
Yeah.
We got
a quick intro.
Your loyal hosts, Sumerian and
Bob from Peru.
Bob from Peru. And we've also got Mr. Don't in the house for long absence. He's
long
back.
Absence, yeah.
Yep. And we've got the Dark One. The Dark One is in the house without her evil mate.
Say hello, Dark One.
Hello.
No, she didn't say hello, Dark One.
And we've got Dax and some people who want in. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Do you want in?
Medic.
Somebody hurt themselves. Now we've got Projectile Vomit Man. All right. That really hurt the listeners' ears, I guess. And Captain Kurt.
Just Bert now.
Hey, Bert. We have to change all of the pictures on the web and change his name and everything.
Yep, it's just Bert.
Hey, Bert. Just Bert. And in the IRC... We have got Drex Away, who is Al. We know that.
Rex away.
He's lying.
That's just Al.
It's just Al.
That's just Al.
HL69er. We've got Head Peon. We've got me. What the hell?
And Zombie69.
Zombie69. And Jeffrey D.
Jeff.
And if somebody would opt me, that would really be cool. Or at least change the name at the top to, like, What the Hell or something. Jeffrey D, if you could opt me. If you want to get there and talk to us and give us some feedback and answer our questions, you go to the undernet servers in the Rant Radio channel on the IRC.
Hey, and we have somebody else.
And we have Black Wolf.
Black Wolf and
Sean K.
The fucking man.
The fucking man.
We will
They're
be doing a
house.
Video.
So we're going to go around the room after they settle down. Bert's on the camera there.
Bert's on the camera.
That'd be cool.
Get off the camera, Bert.
Get off the camera. Get a hotel. And HL69 is going to be right back because he's got to change his hamster cage.
Got to change my hamster cage. Well, that's about the worst excuse I've ever heard. We don't want to know why.
Before you tune into the show, please, everyone, remember, change your hamster cages before you tune into the show. Otherwise, you're going to miss the show. And what are you doing? That's right. You got to change your hamster cage. I mean, you got to listen to the show in a non-smelling room. And the chicken might be choking it.
He might be.
He might be choking it
at work, actually. It's work smart, not hard. That's chicken's motto.
Yeah, work smart, not hard. He's very upset when he doesn't come here.
Mine is not work.
Not work. Period.
Because work as possible.
Mr. Kennedy
money,
is
don't work.
Don't work.
Ready for this big announcement that I will make for the Rant Radiax and for.
Can you hear?
I can't see him.
Okay.
We gotta get a mic on Sean K.
La la.
Can you hear me? Is this thing
what?
Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, what it is that I actually was walking around going blah 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 because I work as a security guy. I work as a security guy at the Colossus Theater in Langley.
That's a really big theater.
It is
huge.
Huge.
I know the name.
It's Not So Wee. So, which I think they should change the name from Colossus to Not So Wee. But anyway, what it is that I was talking to the projectionist, and they're like, hey, want to be a projectionist? And I'm like, why the hell would I want to be a projectionist? And they're like, it's $18 an hour to start.
What do I do?
Wait. What do I have to do?
And what do I do? Well, you got to like working alone, and you start a film, and you do nothing for an hour and a half, and you have to be able to change a film. Have you ever used like machines or anything like that before?
Have I used machines?
And I'm like, yeah.
Let me show you my kit.
I have. In fact, I'm pretty good with technology. Oh, okay, then, yeah. Well, here's the number of the guy, and I'll sponsor you. Sure, no problem.
Scab.
Give him a call.
Scab.
Scam.
No, I'm working with the union.
Oh, really? Are they
so
back
I'll
in?
Pick it.
Are they? Oh, you're...
As well. Sure, why not? They pay me $300 a week. Who gives a fuck? Yeah. Don't go in there, you bunch of fucking pokes. Whatever. If you can't beat them, join them.
That's right. Prez has joined us in the IRC if you want to get there.
Mr. Prez.
He says Bill Clinton in the house. His name is Prez.
All right, Bill, go hard. Hey, Bill, are you getting a burst of beak right now?
A burst of beak.
You got some intern giving you head?
Be honest. Tell us.
HL69.
We won't tell anyone.
HL69 says he's going to change his hamster cage later.
Okay, that's good. Either do it before the show or after the show, not during the show.
Never during the show.
Well, unless you got like your stereo in the same room. Or
have you got like your hamster
room.
Set up like Sloth from Seven? You know, it's just like he'll sit there and trap. He's got little needles for all his joints. You take like Polaroid pictures of him every day, and you can just like flip to him like a little flip pad, and it makes like an animated film of your hamster deteriorating.
Just Al has mentioned it's a mess hamster everywhere.
It's a mess hamster. He's crazy.
What happened? You're a hamster step on a landline, throw itself through two meters in. Oh, I'm poking along, and the hamster tripped a fuse. Turned into a bouncing Betty hamster.
We're all hamsters.
He launched himself 40 feet in the air and just spread out.
The worst part is his cheeks were full too, eh?
They're everywhere.
I think he felt it coming.
Shrapnel.
Okay, I watched a chunk of that movie, The General's Daughter.
Yeah.
And wow, I want to see the bouncing Bettys they use in that film. Like a bouncing Betty took out a house.
Ah.
Like a whole house. Like, chink!
How about Orgasmo?
What's that? No, it's brutal. It's like it comes up. It's the size of a Dr. Pepper can. Blows up. Takes out a house. Obviously, wow. The house is made out of explosium.
Explosium.
The same substance that they make all the cars in Hollywood out of. And I defy you to show me a grenade that has the results like Hollywood portrays it to be.
I figured out what explosium is made from.
What is explosium made from?
It's made from infusium 23 and NutraSweet.
Aspartame.
Yeah.
Being the key ingredient.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go around the room now because everyone's here. Everyone's calmed down, settled down. Okay. We'll start on this side. Mr. Bob, closer. Oh, there we go. Bob from Peru.
Hey, Bob. How's it going?
And it's me. Sumerian, wearing my hat today. Question mark on it.
For what the hell?
Be strong.
For what the hell?
Be strong. Be wrong.
Be strong. Be wrong. And we've got
Mr. Dope.
Mr. Dope.
Hello. Greetings and salutations,
Mr. Dope. Mr. Dope, you look like a guy from the 70s. Didn't I see you on Starsky and Hutch?
If you can. Actually, I was going to that Bo Duke kind of look.
It is. It's very good. It's like quick, over the cut, key for General Lee.
Woo!
If you have any sound problems and you can't hear us, it's Mr. it's Mr. Don't's
Mr.
fault.
Mr. Don't's problem.
He's on the mixing board tonight. We've got a nice mixing board. And down the row, we have
the Dark One. The Dark One. Evo.
Hi, it's Dak.
It's Dak with a wave again.
We
got
to get the wave in there.
Get the wave. There we go. That was pretty good.
And the smile. And the smile. The classic smile.
And over left, there we have Black Wolf. You can all...
Don't worry, Black Wolf. We know you can't read.
I'm trying to learn how to read, so if you just bear with me. And hey, if you know where I can get good parts for a Toyota Supra, I want to make it go fast. Let me know.
And down the line there, we got Projectile Vomit Man.
And if he screams into the mic again, Sean Kennedy is going to punch him in the face.
Our listeners don't like
him. We also have Sean Kennedy, whoa, the fucking man. There,
whoa,
he is.
Whoa,
big.
Sean fucking Kennedy, the fucking man, has just come to the realization that I'm black.
You're black?
I never really... I found out that I was black.
Oh,
someone told me I was black today.
Oh.
So I have to embrace my embolics, so I'll just be... Can't hold the microphone like this.
Oh, yeah, Yo.
Bussing caps and shit.
So why did you discover you were black?
Is that why people call you?
I look white, but inside I'm black.
So what you're trying to tell us? What you're trying to tell us there is you're a wigger.
No, I'm a black man trapped in a white man's body.
Okay.
And you still can't jump.
And I still can't jump. I got fucked.
Remember, white man can't jump, but can shoot.
And they can make movies, unlike, Spike.
He's got an Irish background, so therefore, they were basically blind people in Europe.
Yeah, right. It's a long time ago, you see. What happened was that the Irish, you see, were all colonized by Africa, you see.
We have to get Burden.
Sorry.
Come in front of the camera. Back up. There, that's pretty good, actually.
Yay!
Excellent. All right.
And there was much rejoicing.
HL69er says, come to my crib, I'll show you my hood.
Come to my crib, I'll show you my hood. That's from Rush Hour for all the people who didn't catch it. Jackie Chan says that. He rocks. Hammer has just joined us.
Hammer's in the house.
Hammer.
Hammer, you should read some of the ICQs you've been sending me. like the one I said when you sent me one of those.
Did you just graduate from
ESL or? No. He sent me this ICQ. Like, he always sends me these stupid. You know,
I know. He sends me the same goddamn ICQ messages.
You get these.
This
ICQs.
Little child is sick and starving. Please forward to everyone you fucking know.
Yeah,
Hammer, we don't care, okay?
No. I told Hammer that it was all right if he sent me these ICQs. But he had to make me laugh. Okay, so he sends me these ICQs saying, if you don't forward this message to everyone on your contact list, ICQ will delete you. And I went, fuck you. I think something to the effect of, I said, can you feel that warm spot on the back of your neck? That's the laser from 308. And Hammer, if you could like copy and put on the ICQ what you had in response to that, I believe everyone will get a great laugh out of it.
We're gonna have to send a spam out on ICQ right now. We'll put one out and forward it to everyone and say, forward this to everyone or ICQ will come to your house and cut your fucking head off. You can do it! Come to fucking head off.
Just forward it to Hammer. He'll do the rest.
Yeah, Hammer. Actually, Sean, I'll come to your house and fucking shoot you. Hammer.
Right, calm down on the mic. Calm down on the mic there.
Oh, sorry.
Sean.
Sorry. I have this long, hard thing in my hands with this paper thing on, and I just get excited.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
My ears are only slightly. Army flashback.
Hear that sound like the wind? Calm down when you hear that. There you go. He says, yeah, you're hurting my ears.
Aww.
I've been trying it down. Who said that?
HL69er.
Yep. HL69er?
You're hurting his ears.
I'm sorry, HL69er. Can I still come to your crib and show me your hood?
Okay, we got some promos.
We have some new promos
that we
like
got
to play for you.
Yep.
Just for
they
you.
Were done.
Just for you.
They were done by the Dirty Promo Girl. And let's
Dirty fucking promo girl.
Oh yeah, she was here a couple days ago and she did some promos for us and she did a pretty good job.
We won't mention anything else that she did.
You can see that later on Rant TV.
On Rant TV.
Oh yeah, everyone. Not now. We'll tell them later. Don't tell them now because they'll all go there and turn off our show. And
that would suck.
Yeah, and
we'd have to hurt you all.
Yeah, we won't tell you about it now. Cool. So here's Dirty Promo Girl. These two are pretty much the same, but they're a little bit different.
It was just a bit of.
Oh, that made a lot of fucking sense.
I know.
I had. They're exactly the same, but a little bit different.
If Sean Kennedy the fucking man seems a little bit like. Happier than normal. It's because Sean Kennedy the fucking man is getting hammered on fucking ginger ale as the show progresses.
Yeah, baby.
My show gets better as you drink more beer.
That's right. Here's the promos.
Hi, this is Dirty Promo Girl. If you have a problem with Rant Radio's content, I'll deal with you myself.
Now we're good. Easy shape. Shape it up.
Hi there, this is Dirty Promo Girl. If you have a problem with Rant Radio's content, fuck you.
Now listen.
Thank you, Dirty Promo Girl.
Thank you, Dirty Promo Girl. She gives so much and asks so little.
Hey. We're all, like, as men in the room, okay, I'm, like, fully married, and I resent any kind of, like, you know, thing I've ever done in the past, yeah. But disclaimer, that just fast forward from low peak on the screen to, like, high peak on the angle and yellow writing with stars in the background. Anyway.
Not copyright.
But in any case, like, everyone is always calling down women who perhaps are a little bit looser with their virtues.
They put out.
Oh. Okay. Women who fuck.
Who said that?
Okay. But the fact of the matter is that every single guy can sit there and say, oh, well, you know, they're kind of loose with their virtues, but we love them.
Yes.
Because we need them.
Yes.
It's very true.
Yes, we do.
Yep.
It's very like true. And all you without sin, cast the first rock.
I don't have a rock.
Oh wait! We got some stuff from.
I got a rock in my pants.
Don't want to hear that, Mister Don't.
Mister Don't, don't. The Prez has said something. I'd like to just make a comment on. Here.
Okay, what does he say?
The Prez does say, "Let me call, damn it."
No, later.
No, and he says, "Or I'll declare war on Canada." I would like to maybe make a point. I understand maybe you are American. Happy Independence Day.
Happy
Independence Day. Go kill something. By the way, buddy, you did try and invade Canada once. We kicked your ass.
And
fuck off.
And actually
burnt your building down.
We burnt your big White House down.
Yeah, and that's why it's white, actually, because it was charred and they painted it white. So yeah. Your White House is white because we torched it.
Puh.
Puh?
Puh.
Puh.
Yeah, he's playing.
Stop playing.
Why the fuck are you going putt?
Because when you're...
Okay,
you go,
is this better?
That's a little better.
Okay, I'll hold it low.
Yes. Yes. Don't
around the base. I'll hold it low and around the base so it's not so...
Oops. Zombie69 has sent something I would love to bless. He has said, Prez, fuck you, Bill. I love Canada. Rock
right,
Zombie69.
Hammer said, God
rock
bless
on.
Their hearts. Yes, yeah. It's true, Hammer.
God bless.
God bless
their hearts.
Prez has got it. Can I call, Prez?
Can you call?
Later, Prez. The phone lines are not
Prez.
Open.
They are not open, baby.
We will tell you the phone number.
We
phone
got
in
shit
a little bit
to
later.
Do.
Yeah. If you phone in now, everything gets fucked up. Everything gets fucked up. I thought British captured Canada but allowed them to keep their culture with proclaimed proclamation of 1763.
Oh, I thought British... Are you an American? You actually... Most of you people don't know how to read, so don't tell me about history, okay?
What's the percentage there?
We won't go... HL69er, we won't go into the percentage of Americans that cannot read. That alone is a frightening thought.
Okay, we're going
to
do...
In order to be...
Frightening is the number of Americans who can't recognize their own country on a map.
Okay, enough the American bashing.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. A lot of our listeners are American.
Yeah, we shouldn't do that. And also, I mean, it's not really good to fuck with a whole lot of people who have more bombs than anyone else.
Yes.
Okay, that's pretty much
it.
A lot of it is jealousy, because if we had your
kid, we can't read the manual how to use it, so that we're not really too bad.
Oh. We got bombs and we'll kill you.
Wait a sec.
No, I like them. They're nice. They're good people.
Jack and Jill went down the hill and pushed the big red button.
No.
Hey, we got some shit to do here.
Besides, I mean, look at Prez must be cool because anybody who can get a blowjob from an intern and still keep ultimate power in the universe. I mean,
oh yeah, he's fully recovered.
Did you hear in the news today they're not allowing impeachments to go through like the Senate anymore?
Yeah. Oh, I wonder why that
just
is.
Didn't like it.
They
waste
didn't like
of
it. They,
time.
Didn't, they said, oh, big waste of time, big waste of money.
Oh,
well, they spend so much money,
really?
Then. The independent council also hasn't been renewed.
Yes, thank God.
Danger.
Basically,
Sean, would you like to restart?
We're going to do some news items.
Some news.
Not as many as last time because people got bored. So if you want to follow along with the news, we're going to post them in the IRC. Go to the Undernet servers in the Rant Radio channel.
Go to
on IRC. Don't go download it. www.mirc.com. Undernet servers.
It's real hard. Channel.
And there it is. And we got to go there, too. Actually, I should have done that before.
You should have.
Because it's very, very slow.
Fair.
And this one is titled, Women Hacks Into Husband's PC Literally. And what would you do if your wife or significant other did this?
Just like a...
When is a hacker not a hacker? When she's wielding a meat cleaver, of course. I think that's what that says.
29-year-old Kelly McKelly Grifton, Ohio, has been fined 125 pounds... There's a big television screen in the way. A concept of deleted after she took the concept of computer rage one step further than most. The source of this rage was her husband, who had started frequently late-night internet chat rooms, many women's worst nightmare. Miss Machete became so enraged. Miss Machete or Miss Machete? Miss Machete.
Miss
Machete became so enraged that her husband was chatting up other women over the web that she emulated American folk hero Lizzie Borden and gave her man PC 40 wax.
American folk hero Lizzie Borden? Lizzie Borden took an axe, gave her mother 40 wax. When she saw what she had done, she gave her father 41.
Hey, she's American. They like it when people kill other people, okay? Fuck
They're
off.
Heroes.
Anyway, according to reports, Ms. Machete shouldn't that be Machete, Ed, had at first tried severing the PC's power cable. When that didn't work, she vented her anger on the machine's monitor while her husband tried to fend her off. Okay, Ms. Machete, I have some advice for you. First of all, if you can't cut a fucking power cord with a meat cleaver and you're wielding it above your head, you need to seriously take some roids, okay? And then you're going to...
Work out a little,
work out a little bit. Because a dark one descended on my PC with a goddamn fucking meat cleaver. It wouldn't stand much of a chance.
What the hell?
Oh, my God, it's Hanky.
Hanky already for the Dark as the Hillside Thickets concert tomorrow.
Yeah.
I will fix you. Can you have one what?
A drink.
Go. You don't need a drink. I'll get you a drink.
Okay, the next.
And it's Hanky.
Hanky has arrived. He doesn't look hurt. He's not hobbling around.
He's not
bleeding.
Hanky, what happened? Did he look terrified?
Who, the teddy bear or me as you're ramming my head into your crotch?
He took it directly in the face today.
Really?
Sorry, not Anki. PD did. I'm
going to Anki took it directly in the face. Anki is gone now. Now it is only Teddy. I am Teddy Man. Okay, Anki, I think you need to go sit down. No, I am fine.
As soon as the helmet comes off in time, this body will die.
People downstairs love you.
More than ever.
Where are you? I'm on a mountain bike tray. Who are you?
Teddy.
I'm Teddy. That's it. You're sidelined. No, I'm Teddy.
You could be my evil sidekick.
Enki's gone now. He's like walking through people doing the poltergeist too. You're gonna die! Okay, Enki.
People are gonna love this next one. Windows may block games.
What?
New York, the next version of Microsoft Corp's Windows operating system is expected to to include software to allow users to determine what types of games can be played on their computers, according to reports published Friday. The Saddlebee's pirate, plans to introduce the feature, called Windows Game Manager, as part of the next Windows package available sometime next year. According to the New York Times, the game blocking option comes from the video industry, who has come under siege for marketing violent content to children. As opposed to Blockbuster, who doesn't market fuck all violent content to children. But anyway, Microsoft is already in negotiations with the two primary game rating agencies, the Entertainment Software Rating Board and the Recreational Software Advisory Council.
Well,
the Recreational Software Advisory Council.
What do we got here? Times sub-report companies, including GT Interactive, Mindscape, Entertainment, Acclaim, and Interplay, all of which are pretty weak. GT Interactive actually did. GT Interactive did, like, Blood most recently, I think.
No, that's Monolith.
No, the GT Interactive.
Hey, Captain Pike. Thanks for joining.
Thanks
for...
Thank you.
I actually think that a software advisory council on game content is a fantastic idea. You know what it means now? It means that I can
spend
less time taking care of my children. I no longer have to put any effort in making sure that my children are properly raised, because there's a council of people
government's in this category.
The government's doing it, take care of it for me.
That's right.
It's perfect. Now I get another 4 free hours, at least, of free babysitting just by buying a computer and seeing those little fuckers down in front of it. I mean, I can go upstairs and, you know, have sex with my woman, and, you know, they can take care of themselves. I mean, they've got a computer there.
Okay, what we're going to do to handle this is, for all the people who are listening, who are going to be actually listening to the advisory council, Sean Kennedy, out of the goodness of his own heart, is going to start looking after your children. All you have to do is send me an email at kennedy@rantradio.com and let me know at what times they'll be tuning into the show, and I'll talk to them for hours and treat them just like a small, like, child of my own. And by the time they're done, their education will be complete. And absolutely, that's absolutely no problem.
Hide the
and
knives.
We'll educate your children. No problem.
Hide the knives.
I like to
sleep. You fell asleep, so I had to get up.
Now, and they'll be able to field strip an AK-47 blinfolded in the dark at the bottom of a pit by age 6.
And we've got the next one, which is just as wonderful. Phoenix to sell Windows launch ads. This one is about, you know, when you reboot your computer, there's this little sign that comes up and tells you that you have so much memory and this hard drive and a little floppy, and it's on every computer since like 286s. And Phoenix, this is the people who make all these BIOSes. It's like a monopoly, but nobody knows it. They're planning on selling ads right where it comes up on your computer.
Right in your BIOS.
Right in your BIOS. I don't know. It doesn't say. And Windows...
Excuse me, I'm Unix.
We can't hear you out there.
You can sell your BIOS. It'll be there.
And it's mostly aimed at people like me who set up computers, so it's going to be very target market. So it's like... Buy Windows, install Windows on this computer, or buy this type of brand of video card.
I can understand having advertisements on the internet, but when I buy a product and there's an advertisement still in it, I'm going to teach that product how to do the flying R. R!
It's like having an advertisement built into your television. You turn it on, and before you can watch your shows, here's an advertisement for Intel.
You're giving them ideas. Good going.
Oh, what have
so
I done?
It's even worse because some of us use our computers for situations where we cannot see ads.
We can't hear you. Can't hear you. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Hi, it's Private Drexel.
Private Drexel. Very staticky phone. Let me just change channels, make sure it's not mine. Oh, that's way better. Awesome. How are you doing, Drexel?
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
So what's up with you guys?
What?
What's up with you?
Not much. We're just doing a little radio show here we call What the Hell.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard of it?
Drex, I found the ultimate movie clip for you to use on a promo for your show.
What's that?
Oh, it's from Big Trouble in Little China. I didn't even have to alter it. He goes, it's me, Jack Burton, and in a time like this I say, what the hell? It's awesome. It's the best.
It's so perfect.
It's so pristine. I didn't even have to fuck with it.
Hey, buddy.
So what...
Who is that, anyways?
That was Kennedy.
That was Mr. Kennedy.
Hey, Sean. How you doing?
Did you get my letter?
Yes, I did. Thanks, man.
All righty, man.
I called you a few times.
I know. I'm never home.
Oh, that's cool.
He's working.
You can phone my cell, though, because it'd probably be all active for another 2 days.
So I have that number, too.
Do you? Okay, so phone after 7, because it's on.
Cool. Groovy.
So how is the Army treating you?
It's okay. We live in tents.
Oh, you're getting
harsh
now. Oh, my
God. They built a tent city for you?
What's that?
You're not in an A-shot?
No, we're in tent city.
Oh, that really sucks.
No, it's really good.
Why? Rather that or what? Oh, yeah, because they can't really do...
Floors. We don't have to put our hygiene kits up.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, there's no inspections.
We have a bunch of shit that has to be inspected, but I think it's easier.
Oh, yeah.
It's like our webbing and stuff, which is obviously going to be in shitty shape to begin with, right? Because they'll use.
Al says on the IRC, he says, tell Drex his pizza boxes are still here. So you better come home and take care of those.
What with Bob there? Bob, you haven't dealt with pizza boxes yet?
No, I haven't gotten around to it. I've been playing too much Alien vs. Predator.
Yeah, you better get on there, boy.
Boy. I don't know, like sleeping and feeding the cat all at once, like I'm pretty confused as it is. Not only am I doing most of everything, but I also have to do laundry in between there somewhere.
Fuck off, I sleep most of the
laundry.
Do you clean your clothes?
No.
I
said I was doing laundry, I didn't say I was cleaning my clothes.
They still smell like fish.
They still smell like fish, it's true.
We just had a magazine loading contest.
A magazine loading contest?
We have to load 30 rounds into a magazine.
Tell Drex that shoots a bunch.
One at a time. Under 45 seconds.
You can't use an auto, like one of the little magazine feeds or nothing like that?
We have to do both. We have to do it with the feeder under 20 seconds, which is like stupid simple.
Yeah, that's fuck all.
And then like feeding them one at a time. At first I was like, fuck, it took me like a minute and 10 seconds.
Yeah, I play Half-Life 30.
The best time is 36 seconds now.
Do you,
I got it down to 28 seconds.
Do you load them from the base?
What's that?
Do you load them from the base? Like, do you grab the base of the shell and load down that way, or do you try to slide them in?
Yeah, I start with the base and push it in.
Yeah.
Yep.
If anyone hasn't picked up on the conversation, we're not talking about Felix. We're talking about ammunition.
And we go into the gas hut tomorrow.
All right.
Have you been in the gas hut? Have you been in the gas hut yet?
We've been running around with our gas mask, shooting gas.
Have you been in the gas hut yet?
No, we go in tomorrow.
So you've had no exposure to tear gas at all?
No, I just shaved now.
Okay, yeah, shave now. Don't try to be tough. The minute you get in the room, put the goddamn gas mask on.
Tend to.
Okay? And whatever you do, don't shower afterwards. And if you shower, you do it with cold, cold water. Otherwise, your pores will open and will wash the tear gas into your pores. And then you will have a pain that is legendary, even in hell. Okay?
Yeah, that's right. We're going on the obstacle course first.
Oh, to get nice and sweaty.
Bastards.
Yeah, that's what they do.
I'm not sure. We might be able to shower first.
No.
That'll be better.
If you shower with cold water, so you're basically your pores like close.
What's that?
If you shower with cold water.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it before.
Yeah.
Drex?
It's going to be luck.
Drex?
Yep.
Just one mention. Every time I turn your computer on, it tells me you have no hard drive space on C. And it keeps crying.
Did you delete something?
No. I don't know what the hell to delete.
Look for something stupid and delete it.
Okay, like StarCon 2?
Yeah, I doubt that's on there still.
It is.
Probably. But it's installed. I bet it's probably just...
Okay, but like really stupid things, or can I start moving things to D?
You can move things to D if you want, I guess.
Excellent.
Don't delete any games on there.
Yeah, just not large files that say, like, important documents and stuff like that.
Do not delete ever.
Do not delete ever, stuff like that.
Jack's all taxes.
Okay, we've got the question of the week, which I haven't mentioned yet, but we do have one.
It's
very simple to answer. What's the best job you've ever had and the worst job you've ever had?
Best job I've ever had. As a courier at Loomis.
Yeah, baby!
Your current job.
How many hours a day do you sleep, buddy?
Oh, here or there?
No, on your Loomis job.
Oh, between 20 minutes to 2 hours.
Excellent.
How much sleep do you get there?
Here, actually, fuck, we get lots of sleep. they make us go to bed at 11 o'clock.
Do they hold your hand and rock you to sleep? Or what?
Who's teaching your course? Is it armored?
What's that?
Who's teaching the course?
Yeah, it's armor.
Oh, you got a bunch of fat strats teaching it, that's why.
No, mostly recce.
Still, whatever.
Fat tankers and recce gods.
Okay, so that's your best. That's your best job. What's your worst job you've ever had?
I worked on a barge, cleaning the rust off of it. The rust was 4 inches thick.
Oh, that would suck a lot.
And I had a bunch of my friends working with me, and it was really, really shitty. We're like about 20 feet down in the holds.
So working for my dad wasn't the worst job you've ever had?
Nope. That was a cake.
Don't open it too much. Don't open the door too much. Yeah. People will freak. Because we're really loud.
And here is pretty cool. I mean, they're on cement pads.
Yeah.
And the floors, we don't have to wax floors or anything. So that's pretty cool.
What a fucking skate. That's awesome that you're having such a good time with it, man. I'm really pleased
about
that.
It's a big party, isn't it?
Have you used any of the stuff I gave you?
Yep. I used the towels, and we just got our rifles.
Oh, okay.
And they take them away from us. We can't clean them at night.
What?
Because there's no barrack boxes, which is what we would lock them in, because they're all in Kosovo.
that's
so
fucking
all we get
amazing.
Is a little toolbox to put our shit in.
That's awesome. That's so good.
It sucks.
No, it's the best. What are you talking about? Count your blessings.
No, because we're still going to get inspections on them being. We're still going to get inspections. They're still going to shit kick us for them not being clean. We just don't get very much done to clean them.
Yeah, but they can't really fail you for it, so they yell at you. Big fucking deal.
Yeah, that's true. The infantry are keeping theirs. I don't know what the fucking deal is with that. The other thing is, we're not even doing a ruck march.
Yay! Of course, you were training for that for, like, months, weren't you?
What's that?
You were training for that for, like, months, weren't you?
Pissed me off. We're doing a march, the same march, but we don't have a ruck, then we just have webbing.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Did they give you bikes?
Actually, they drive us around in trucks. They drive us 13 kilometers in trucks, and we have to wear our webbing the whole time.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they have, like, water bottles and Gatorade and stuff, too, or what?
Yep. And actually, they have catering on the truck.
Sean just shakes his head at every single thing you say.
That's awesome. That's awesome. No,
that, like, that's med.
No, it is. It's med. Awesome. It's so good.
We're armored, but we don't get to touch an armored vehicle. We don't even get to look at one.
Like, avert your eyes.
We march by them every once in a while. We'll march by a cougar or a coyote and we'll, like, drool, but we're not allowed to look at it. We have to keep our head straight forward. March. Damn!
It's okay, Darcy's got eyes on the side of his head.
That's okay. No, that's awesome. That's awesome.
You should at least give us an eyes right when we're going by the cool armored vehicles.
Yeah.
We can drool from a distance.
Said, Al says they sent the boxes but not the guns. Go Canada.
No, they're just in short supply. They didn't even give everyone 3 sets of combats because they're just short or something.
Hey,
Sean's
hey,
got
Drex?
That little pain right Drex? Behind his eyes that you Drex? Know you get during a migraine.
Al bought a new dishwasher.
Yay!
He walks three!
Yay!
So, Buzz was looking pretty dirty, so we checked it out.
Clink, 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 clink.
I can't hear you.
I said, Buzz was getting pretty dirty, he was running around in the dirt and stuff, so we had to try it out.
You like the dryer better.
And you know, there is transport from Wainwright to BC. You kill my cat, I'll just have to go AWOL and kill you.
Well, we got
a bayonet. Okay, here's my favorite thing. They took my knives away until the end of the course because they didn't want me to kill myself.
That's right. That's why they do it, yep.
And then they issued me this massive bayonet.
Which you can't cut
here,
well with, can you?
And it's not really a bayonet because it's sharpened. So it's a
is combat. It sharp? Is it sharp?
End of your rifle.
Sean, is Drex, is it sharp? The knife actually sharp?
It's been sharpened.
Okay, that's against the Geneva Convention.
Sean says that's against the Geneva Convention. It's not supposed to be sharp.
Well, it's not a bayonet. It's a fighting knife. So it's okay.
They get around it.
you're allowed to put a fighting knife on the front of your gun. You're just not allowed to call it a bayonet.
This is not me killing you.
It's a spoon.
This is me doing euthanasia.
We use it for entrenching. It's an entrenching tool.
We use it for inspection, did you say?
Entrenching.
No, it's for entrenching. It's an entrenching tool.
It's an entrenching tool.
Oh,
mama.
Yeah, but they take
mines. Well, they're not mines. We use them for entrenching. We take a little hole in.
That's like when they banned white phosphorus by the Geneva Convention. They just covered over the white phosphorus and said, it's now smoke.
Smoke.
And they used to fire white phosphorus in on the enemy and call it smoke because it, like, burned and created smoke. No shit.
Smoking them out. Well, we don't want to run up your bell.
I have to go.
Okay.
Oh, you have to go?
You got to go to bed, right?
In 10 minutes, I have to sweep out the study tent first.
Oh, you don't have to. You're not swinging by the pool or playing around at tennis first.
You're not going to go to the massage room first, or?
Yeah. Ha ha ha.
Visit the pool and have a drink.
Yeah.
It's probably dusty as fuck there, eh?
What?
Is it dusty as hell or what?
No, it's been fucking raining for days.
Count your blessings.
And it's not hot. It was hot the first few days, and then it got cold. It was like 8 degrees out or something. We had to put our jackets on. Anyways.
Well, it's pretty crappy weather here, too.
But I made up a duty list for everyone, right?
Have you been in charge of the course yet?
Yeah. I am every day.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't matter who they say is. It's me, really.
That's some of the data.
Remember that conversation we had?
It's not possible. I remember it. I remember it, but it's not possible.
Okay.
They would all be screwed without me.
No, I was just saying about you getting an award, man.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, we're going to let you go.
Don't shoot yourself.
I have to go because I made the duty list, right? And if I don't do my job, then I'm kind of...
You're fired. You're going to be fired.
Yeah.
I don't care.
They won't pay you.
They can't fire me.
They'll just make your life hell.
Brock Elliott.
They can make his life hell. It's illegal for them to make his life hell.
Uh-huh.
It's against the law. You can't do it anymore.
They can't speak to you harshly anymore.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, don't do that.
I don't know if Sean knows about this, but they have this one thing, I think it's in Borden, for the junior leaders course or something. They have a red card and a yellow card.
Red shit, yeah. A red shit and a yellow shit,
and
yeah.
If they start yelling at you, you have to show them a yellow card and they have to go away for 10 minutes.
Are you serious?
And then, yes, and then when they come back, if they're still freaking you out, you show them the red card and they have to go and tell someone else what they want to tell you, and then that person comes over and tells you it.
Oh my god! I would tape a red card to my fucking face.
Sean says he would tape a red card to his face.
Anyways, I really gotta go, so I'll talk to you guys next week.
Say what the hell?
What the hell?
Bye-bye.
That's right.
That was Mr. Drex.
Al did say, don't be a hero, and
don't sweep too hard. Okay, we got some responses from the IRC, so we won't ignore them. The question of the week is, what is the best job you've ever had, and the worst job you've ever had?
Captain Pike said disc jockey and disc jockey.
That's all he's ever done is
disc jockey.
And Zombie 69 says the worst job he's ever had
is Taco Bell.
And his best job is
skateboarding and snowboarding.
That's what he says every time. When he phones up, he says, I'm going to go skateboarding.
And snowboarding.
He doesn't work. I don't understand.
This is what you do for a living or what?
Skateboarding? Do you like make those videos? Skateboarding videos? See, kiddo, Taco Bell sucks. The president says his best job is having interns slave to me, and his worst job is the president.
Okay.
And
your presidential humor sucks. Fuck off.
You're stretching it a bit. Yo, zombie, you get paid for that? I think he does. Every time he phones up, it's like, I gotta go skateboarding in the morning.
HL69er said, hey, you guys in Langley, do you see the fireworks going on?
No.
If we cared, I think we might.
I saw them.
Oh,
yeah?
Sean Kennedy, the man, saw them.
Sean saw them.
Where did you see them?
Both of them.
In Langley?
Really?
Over there.
That was on the 1st.
Yeah, that was
Canada.
That's not today.
That's not
oh,
end
they're of... talking about their fireworks.
Their special fireworks.
Sometimes.
Okay, we're going to go around the room and see what all of our worst jobs or best jobs are. You don't have to explain them. You can just say what they are, if you feel like it.
Okay, I guess
Bob from Proofer.
Bob from Proofer can go first. My best job, I'll say, was one of my first or second BCBC jobs.
in which I got paid.
What's a BCBC job?
BCBC is British Columbia Buildings Corporation, which is a government job, and we contracted to them. It's BCBC. That's all you have to say. BCBC.
BCBC.
Anyway, BCBC. So my good friend Corey, who's a Dowie, we won't say any more,
yeah,
but
enough said.
Enough said, Dowie. So anyway, Dowie comes up to me and says, "Shane, what are you doing next week?" And I said, "Not too much." He says, "You want to help me out in a job?" I said, "Okay, is this a cash job?" He said, "Oh yeah, cash job." Cool, right on. What am I doing? He says, "Well, just show up and I'll explain it to you." I'm like, "Well, what are we doing here? We're like fucking hauling dead bodies or what?" And he's like, no, it'll be easy for you. Don't worry about it." He says, buy a couple of your favorite magazines and bring some quarters and loonies." I'm thinking, okay, no problem. Show up. Corey picks me up. We drive out to Fraser Valley. Show up at the front of Fraser Valley Corrections, which is a medium security prison. Pull up front. Go inside. I sign in. He signs in. We go through about 20 doors, all of which in time we are getting paid for. So the 20 doors it takes us to go through, we're getting paid for. We go down. There's a small tractor. We fill the little thing in behind the tractor full of water and put a couple things of herbicide in it, stir it around, drive the tractor out into this little parking lot, and then we drive around roughly about 4 kilometers of the prison spraying herbicide, in which I had to move my wrist back and forth about 2 inches, I'd say, just sort of in a swaying motion. Eventually, it was just I'd turn the thing on the side and use the spray. The nozzle would actually spray in a fan-like motion, so if I twisted it on its side, it sprayed in a wide fan-like motion. So all I had to do was do more laps, and then I didn't have to move my wrist anymore. Eventually, I was sitting on the gun, and I had zap-tied the trigger open. And Corey would sit with a magazine on the steering wheel, clunked in the first the lowest gear this tractor could go in, and we would crawl along, spraying herbicide, and going around like that. So that was 3 days at $30 an hour, 8-hour days with an hour paid lunch. So I came out on top and didn't break a sweat.
Score!
And at times, Corey would get off, walk to the front of the building, buy 2 Cokes, walk back, sit back on the tractor, hand me my Coke. I would turn the page, crack the Coke, and continue to drink.
If it had been me, I would have made Corey crack the Coke.
That was one of my best jobs. I think the worst worst would be
hauling fish.
Hauling fish would be one of them. Yeah. We'll just leave it at that. Smelling like rotten fish is a good thing, yeah.
So
it's the smell.
Do we get to hear Mr. Sumerian? Or
Yeah. My worst job is I worked at Pacific Ice, and that's a place that makes bags of ice. That makes ice in the summer.
It's
lots of ice. And it was the hottest. It was so hot this summer. And when you go into this place, well, it has to be really, really cold. And what you do is a whole bunch of ice comes down, and it's all automated, big metal cold machines all over the place. And you can't wear gloves because, well, you'd lose all your dexterity. So your hands are freezing, and they're getting cut up by this metal, and it's just brutal. And you have to bring hot chocolate every day, even though it's the dead of summer. It's so hot. And you just put ice in bags, and you put the bags in bags, and you put the bags in bags, and then you wrap these bags on, put them on these pallets, and you put the pallets in this other room, and that's all you did. And you got your hands shredded. They're just horrible. And my best job is the one I am now, right now. It's computer sysadmin. And it rocks. I surf the web all day.
Yay.
Mr. Doad. To say of a worst job, I think almost every job I've had has been a worst job. I'll go back to a couple years back. I was working at this paper mill tech place, and they had these big bales. I don't know if you've ever seen on the side of highways where they have this green stuff on the side of the highways. They use it before they're growing grass.
Yeah.
Anyways, they have these big, huge bales. I swear they're like 2 meters by 2 meters, and they get to slice them up and put them in this auger. And this stuff is really light and flies all over the place. It's not like wet. It's really dry and dusty. So you're wearing like a complete dust mask, goggles, and full overalls all the way. My job was to take this stuff, push it slowly into this augering machine, which would grind it up and put it into a bag on the bottom. I sat there for 8 hours a day, repetitively, just standing still, taking this bale, push, 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 as this stuff ground up, and the dust is flying in my face, and I'm getting covered from head to toe, I kid you not, all in green.
That's great.
It was just, it was the worst job I think I've ever had. Best job, like I said, it's really hard to say, but best job. I'd have to say it was, best of the worst would probably be, I was a retail sales clerk working in a clothing store, and I was working with a whole female staff. I was one of the only males there, and most of the customers and clientele were really good-looking women. So I think that would probably be my...
Was that Licenza?
It was probably my best job right there.
Excellent.
The dark ones, best and worst.
They're all about the same. So I really have a best and worst. Probably the worst was cleaning people's houses.
Mm-hmm.
And the best, I couldn't tell. Retail is retail, but they're the same to me.
You have to sell stuff. You have to talk to stupid people.
Bob has just another quick one. I changed plugs in a place. I charged $35 an hour. We billed for a 10-hour day, and I changed 6 plugs.
You're kidding me, right?
Six plugs.
I did think of another best one. I was a janitor working at this one building, and I worked 3-hour days, and I got paid $500 every 2 weeks. So 3-hour days, and I can make my own hours. Just show up whenever I wanted, 3 hours a day, and there I go. And I make basically more money than most of my friends. I think I was still in high school at the time. I just graduated high school. 3 hours a day, and there I was, and was making lots of money and lots of free time.
Meaning.
Did you see my house?
But the hardest thing at all, vacuuming.
Al's worst job is industrial pressure washing in the summer in black neoprene rain suit for 12-hour shifts.
Wow, that would suck a lot. That would suck more than a little bit, actually.
That would suck a lot.
Zombie 69 says, 12 hours in the sun. Fuck that stuff.
Yeah, oh, that would.
No matter how hot out, it's always raining. Oh, man, time for that extra strength pit stick.
Yeah.
Now it's time for Dax.
My best job was probably the hospital. It basically also could have been classed as my worst job because I remember on a couple of occasions I went home and thought about killing myself rather than going back to work. But it was also my best job because I don't remember the last ever having a job where I actually felt like I was doing something good for that actually helped people.
Good for society.
Yep. So and
your worst job had to be pizza.
No. My worst job was not Pizza 222, which is a long story. But
pizza deliveries like... Pizza delivery.
No, I was
like
I was the
delivering pizza sometimes.
I was the head cook. I never got out of the place. Okay. I used to stand in front of the oven in the summer, which was real fun after I passed out twice.
Yeah.
but no, my worst job was one that only lasted 3 hours because I walked the fuck off it. Catching chickens. If you've never fucking done this, don't.
Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, and I killed 300 chickens one afternoon. Here, chick.
300?
Yeah, we killed 300 chickens.
Yeah, we were
three in each hand. We were making that. We were walking in going, here, chick. Ah, I gotcha.
We did so much shit to kill the chickens. We were like,
Give that man a mic.
Oh. At first it was hard. We were like killing chickens and feeling bad about it. And then we went into like the Spanish Inquisition where we were like, Tug! And then we'd like Shane would hold a chicken and I'd kill the other one in front of that chicken and watch the other chicken lose his fucking mind. They were like, In nomine requiem, Tug! It was pristine. It was awesome. And we're like, you know, chasing these fucking chickens around. All the chickens are like, you know, it's like Schindler's List for chickens. They're like hiding in the shit house. They're looking at each other. Translation. This is my hiding place. Find your own.
Here's the neighbors complaining. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Hello, assholes. It's me again.
It's you again.
The fucking cable turned on, you cocksucking pricks.
Who the hell is that?
Chicken.
The chicken.
Oh.
It's your dogan-faced fucks, actually.
Dogan-faced motherfucker. How's work going, man?
Oh, it sucks dick for drug money.
Yeah, you'd rather be here laughing it up with us, I bet, eh?
Yeah, here's more good news. Guess who's doing a 3-till-midnight shift next week, too?
Fuck.
Yeah, the fucking man has got me, like, under his thumb.
That's a different fucking man.
Different fucking man from the Sean K.
Yeah, That's okay, though. I'm deeply infiltrating these bunch of corporate whores here. I will free us.
Yes, you're on your break
my
now.
My people, go. You know.
Strap dynamite to your body and do it right.
What was that?
Strap dynamite to your body and do it right.
Hey, man, I'm not a fucking martyr for no cause. The other guy died for his cause. That's how you win.
So what are you doing exactly?
I'm up on an order picker, which is this sort of like a reverse forklift.
Yeah.
Where you've got a pallet sticking off the back, and I ride this thing up on the hydraulic lift. It's up to like 16 feet, and it's fucking swaying back and forth like the, you know, the till of bridge in a nice windstorm. And I've got this wonderful little monkey strap and like sexy, like, you know, stained yellow nylon keeping me from taking a dive over the edge. And I'm making sure that the products are tagged properly and stapling them to the product.
Oh, God, is it inventory time?
Is it inventory time?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
39 more days to go.
Oh,
yeah, so.
That's brutal.
Chicken, can you get those? Can you get that bitch up on two wheels or what?
I on one side, maybe. If I cranked it really fucking hard, I could probably knock it over.
All right.
Are you on 311 or 312?
What's that?
Are you on 311 or 312?
What do you mean 311 or 312?
The phone number.
The phone number.
The one up here, I'm on 414.
Oh, okay.
That's the lunchroom.
Oh, okay.
The lunchroom, okay.
So, but you can get in touch with me at 217 or 219.
Okay, this is...
And that's, the phone number for that is
514-1788.
Wait,
Langley Home Depot.
Do it again.
514-1788, area code 604.
Okay.
And ask for phone number, what phone number?
Ask for the millwork department. You can be put through to department 217, or millwork department on line 217 or 219, or the portable 830. But the store's actually shut down right now.
Oh.
If you want a prank phone call any time during the week, go ahead.
We've got a question of the week.
Yeah, I was hoping you guys would.
This is very pertinent, actually.
Oh, okay.
What is the best job you've ever had and the worst job you've ever had?
Hands down, the worst job I have ever fucking had in my life is when I worked for that fat fuck and his greasy brethren down at Chris's Collection fucking Pogs. That's the 70s before I told his fat fucking father Bruce, who I swear to God had a goiter, that I was going to knock his fucking teeth out. He was really pushing me, so...
By the way, for all the listeners, I worked for them, too. They used to throw things at me.
They're a bunch of fucking assholes, and I've contemplated many, many times burning down his establishment, which is import kills for everybody else. Pretty easy to get to. So
we can do that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What a disgusting bunch of people they are.
What was your best job, Chicken? What was your best job, Chicken?
Best job.
This one, right?
It depends. Financially, this one's okay, and there's lots of room for opportunity to go, but we'll have to see. I think probably the most fun was working for the paintball store.
I bet.
I mean, that was pretty slack, doing something you love, wearing camouflage and, you know, fixing guns all day long. I mean, what else could you possibly need?
And getting paid for it.
Yeah, it was even actually slightly better than the comic shop. So, comic shop had its cool days, too.
Yeah.
So.
What, Chris's comic shop?
No, I didn't want to work for him. I worked for Madhouse Comics and Cards.
That's cool.
Yeah, so.
I worked at another comic store, and that was much
better. That fat fuck and his horrible family.
It was actually for the wrestler, the one in Langley. I don't know if you ever went to that place. The Rainbow Warrior guy?
Yeah.
Did you ever go in his place?
No, not at all.
Okay, I can't remember.
Did you used to run Main Local and like Cloverdale and stuff?
Main Event Comics. That's
that was it. Oh, okay, I remember them. Yeah, totally.
Big guy who probably did a lot of illegal things.
Oh, fuck.
He once brought a knapsack full of quarters and put it in the bathroom. It was full of quarters, and you could tell he, like, I don't know what he did. Robbed like an arcade or something. I don't know where he got all these quarters.
Server machines or something like that.
Yeah.
A lot of, what do you call those parking meters knocked over?
A lot of parking meters.
Exactly.
But it was very interesting.
So it's got a full house tonight?
Oh, yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah?
Pretty good here.
Right on.
But we miss you, man.
Well, I'm touched. Not nearly as often as I should be, but I am touched. No, I'm out there. I'm with you guys in spirit. But, like, I'm working for the Grandmaster himself, Techno Destructo. So...
You're going to be remote next week, too?
Yeah, going to have to be.
Sucks.
There's a question that I've got. For any of our ICQ room listeners out there,
yep.
Who is Techno Destructo? and what is his ultimate goal? And this doesn't apply to the Resident Evil that you've got in your room, because I know at least one or two people should know this one.
I know this one.
Techno Destructo?
That's right.
Okay. I have no idea what you're talking about, but maybe some of our listeners do.
That's right.
Okay. Well, we'll put that out. We'll see if it comes up.
Cool. Okay, one more thing before I let you go and get on with the rest of the show.
Okay.
Is the Almighty Dat going to be up and about at about 12:30?
Oh, yeah. I've got a new computer game. I'm going to be playing it till about 4 or 5 in the morning.
Okay. I got to pop by because I left a bunch of shit over there the other night. So. The chicken is out of deodorant, man.
Ugh,
we were just talking about chickens.
You know, you wouldn't want the chicken to smell gamey. Get it? It's like a play on words.
Well, say what the hell and we'll let you go.
I'm working for Home Depot, man. What the hell?
Awesome. Okay, we're going to play a song. Then we're going to do the movie man guy. Thing. And we're going to do, which Weird Al song do you want to play? All About the Pentiums, the polka one.
We should play the Sean Kennedy song.
Pretty Fly for a Rabbi?
Pretty Fly for a Rabbi.
Okay, we're going to do pretty Fly for a Rabbi.
We should play the Sean Kennedy song.
The Sean Kennedy. We'll play that.
We'll play that after.
We've
got to save the best for last.
Play that after Movie Man and before Philosophical Stories.
There we go.
Wow, we have too much to do.
There in Sol Fondiria Blinza.
I know I'm burning.
Oi vey, oi vey.
I know I'm burning.
Oi vey, oi vey.
I know I'm burning.
Oi vey, oi vey.
All the goyim say a pretty fly for a rabbi.
Our temples had a fair share of rabbis in the past, but most of them were nudists and none of them would laugh. But our new guy, Phil Kosher, I think he'll do the trick. I tell you, he's a dapple. He really knows his stick. Oh, how about you? Have you seen this Jew? Reason torn up his own accounting crew. Working like a dog at the synagogue. He's there all day. He's there all day. Just to get his beer and he'll kick it to gear.
With Sumerian and Bob from Peru.
Now back to the
What the Hell Show.
That was Dirty Promo Girl.
Thanks, Dirty Promo Girl.
Okay, we're going to do a little ditty that Mr. Sean Kay whipped up today. And give the microphone to Sean, and he can explain what's going on while I search for it.
Sim blows goats. This is a little song I did up. You've probably heard about 80 million versions of this, but this is our own little rant radio version. Is it ready to go?
Yep.
You all loaded?
Yep.
Let her go, and we'll see what people's feedback is.
Okay.
to my fellow upper and lower class, wear body armor. If I could offer you only one piece of advice for the future, body armor would be it. Benefits of body armor have been proven in scientific laboratories, and our society is going to hell in a handbasket in a rocket-assisted fashion. All my other advice pertains to trying to live some kind of a decent life. You can listen to it, or you can tell me to stop it, but I'll dispense my advice now. Life is hard. Once you accept that fact, you will find that you're not so disappointed when you screw up. The pain you feel from screwing up in life will remove weakness from your body, but it still sucks. Don't take too many drugs that mess with your brain, or by the time you're 40, you'll act like you're 2. Have a backup. Don't put too much faith into your computer or society. You never know when either one might crash. Get a good night. Beware of anyone who leads others with any kind of religious or righteous fervor. They invariably burn books and hurt people. Don't get too high on your moral high horse. The only difference between right and wrong is the number of people who agree with you. Stash guns, money, and fake IDs, because you might need them at some point. If you don't, someone you know will. Beware of cults, churches, and multinational corporations. They all want to control you and rob you of your soul. Try not to break the law. It complicates things. But if you're going to do it, think it through and do it big. Nothing's more embarrassing than doing time for some bullshit reason. Avoid violence as much as you can. But if it happens, there is no such thing as fighting dirty. Stick your thumb in his eye and use weapons when he's unarmed. You can justify it all to yourself later. Don't let yourself be limited by tradition. We all did that, we still live in caves. Trust your guts more than anything or anyone else in the universe. No one else knows you as well as you. Respect old people. They are really, really strong. And realize that a measure of strength is not how hard you can hit, but how hard you can get hit. When in a moral, financial, or violent crisis, do whatever it takes to survive. Don't watch daytime TV. It will only make you feel stupid. Maybe your opinion's right. Maybe it's not. Maybe you're gay. Maybe you're not. Maybe you'll divorce. Maybe you'll wind up behind a 7-Eleven mumbling to yourself. But no matter what happens, you are the only person responsible for your outcome. Not your parents, not your culture, not your financial status. But don't be too hard on yourself. You had to make decisions at the time. And a bad plan today is better than the best plan tomorrow. Don't play head games. Don't put up with people who play them with you. Learn who your real friends are. Friends will help you move. Real friends will help you move a body. Know where you're going and know who's coming with you. You never get that order mixed up. Be friends with your lovers, or when you get old, the two of you will have nothing. You are in charge of your own body, but be sure about what you do with it, because you're going to have it for a very long time. Stand up for people who are smaller than you, and people who are attacked emotionally and physically. They probably need your help, but they won't ask for it. Be a good guy who does bad things from time to time. But looking in the mirror is the only way that you can judge yourself and make that call. If you don't know what to do in any situation, consider the economics. Cash is not the only thing in life, but it's really, really important. Try to stop swearing. It makes you look like an idiot.
how to do this, let me know. Try to patch things up with your family. If it takes, great. If not, try again in 2 years, or when you feel strong enough. In the meantime, your friends will help you get by. Don't date your exes or have a long-distance relationship. It can work, but it's more treacherous than a pissed-off mink in a rabbit hole wired on VZ compound. But trust me, on the body armor.
One time my cousin Walter got this cat stuck in his ass. True story. He bought it at our local mall, so the whole fiasco wound up on the news. It was embarrassing for my relatives and all, but the next week, he did it again. Different cat, same results, complete with another trip to the emergency room. So I run into him a week later in the mall, and he's buying another cat. And I says to him, Jesus, Walt, what are you doing? You know you're just going to get this cat stuck in your ass, too. Why don't you knock it off? And he said to me, Brody, how the hell else am I supposed to get the gerbil out? My cousin was a weird guy.
That was from Mallrats, that last thing. And
Captain Pike says, cool tune, man.
And Zombie 69 is like begging for a job. Well, the station doesn't make any money, so
fuck off.
So if everyone sends in a dollar, I'll forward it to Zombie 69.
Okay, you'll give it to me.
Oh, I'll give it to Sean because he made that awesome song.
Yeah.
It's time.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, I like it. Like a lot.
It's time now to call the movie man.
Media man.
And
we actually have a new promo.
We have a promo, which I'm going to find.
Go Sim, you prepared person, you.
Hey, I have to do this computer thing and everything.
Sure, I'm glad you're like organized, Sim. What would we do without you?
Yeah. Okay, here's the intro, and then we're going to call him. Or do we call him and then play? No, we play the intro.
Call him.
$0.75 charge, press star, and BCTEL will try the number for the next 30 minutes and call you back when it becomes available.
Movie Man sucks. He's busy.
He's busy.
I've got a better idea. How about we tell BCTEL to go fuck itself?
Well, so. We're going to try that later. So, now, it's time.
Oh, wait. We've got another intro.
We've got another intro. Just prepared just for this.
That's going to work because he's actually here.
Oh, okay.
This is Gross Hospital Stories. And now,
once again,
it's time for Gross Hospital Stories.
Hello.
It's Dax.
Yes, okay, Gross Hospital Stories. For those of you who haven't been paying attention, I worked in a hospital for 5 years, and in that time I saw every disgusting thing you can possibly fucking imagine. However, for a change, this thing I didn't see. This is a story that did not happen to me. This is a story that somebody told me. I have a friend who works as a garbage driver. Before you go, ooh, you should see what the fuck he makes an hour.
No. I'm thinking ahead in the story.
Okay, and another friend of his basically used to pick up the hospital waste from VGH. That's Vancouver General Hospital, where besides all the emergency medical things, they do a lot of cosmetic surgery. So I'll leave that part alone and let you imagine as we get along with the story. Well, it appears this guy, a friend of his, this friend of his used to bring
his
less filling.
Less filling.
Well,
Larry never go to Uncle Willie's.
So anyhow, he used to bring his dog along with him, and his dog got out of the car and would run around the dump site as he was basically unloading and getting his truck cleaned out before he takes off to go pick up another load. And dog comes back, and the dog's face is all covered with something white. And the dog is just licking its chops and having a great old time. So he takes the hose and washes the dog off and gets the dog back into the car. He doesn't think anything out of it. Next time he goes down, dog takes off, just like gets out of the car. The dog is like just dancing to get it. Yeah, the dog just takes off, and he is gone. And he's like, what the fuck the animal's doing? Well, he's too busy, so he... cleaning out the truck and getting everything ready, and dog comes back, and sure enough, same white shit all over the dog's face. And he's wondering, what the fuck is going on? So, cleans the dog off, the dog gets into the car, and, you know, they take off, they take getting back in the truck, and they take off. Next time he goes, though, he wants to see, so he does his regular load, dog takes off, and he follows the dog. The dog had got into a bunch of vats that they use for the liposuction surgery. Now, if you think that's disgusting, that morning his wife was giving the dog treats by holding them in her mouth. He went home and he didn't tell her. That's my gross hospital story for the week.
That's awesome. That's so brutal.
I should start telling bad army stories.
That would be good. Pretty good.
I do tech on my show.
Okay, we're gonna try once again.
Movie Man intro.
He knows we have to phone him, so he should not be on the phone for the...
big teases.
Yeah, I know, we're big teases. He should not be on the phone for the next 2 hours.
Okay, here's the thing. I think we should call him and not give him the intro anymore.
Okay.
As soon as we get him on the phone, we'll
cut him off with the intro.
Yeah. Cut him off with the intro. Yeah. I think that's better.
He didn't sound too enthusiastic, actually, when we called him. We played the intro for him.
He's like, eh.
And I think we could have, like, stuck my tongue in his ear and probably got more...
What the fuck is he talking about? That's hysterical. I like it.
Oh, well, I thought as well.
I thought it was good.
Kind of like that.
Yeah,
he's kind of like that.
Oh, well.
But we don't
so we haven't finished going around the room with the best...
That's right.
That's right.
And we're for Black Wolf.
Black Wolfstein.
Your best and worst jobs.
He's buried
in the...
Oh, hey!
Pay attention, there's a test at the end.
Why you can't read?
Oh, hang on.
Wait, hold it. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
This is Nikki.
Hey, Nikki. How's it going?
Very fine, thank you. How is everything going there?
Oh, pretty good. Chock full show. Lots
nice
of things.
Hello? Vodka.
We're doing the show right now.
I can't hear anything.
Uh-oh.
Bad signal.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Your cell phone's just very bad. We're doing the show right now. So you're live on the air. Millions of people are listening to you.
Okay, so I won't say anything perverted then.
No, please.
That's what you want you to.
Go for it. It's okay.
Actually, I'm almost to your guys' house.
Oh, you're coming over? You're coming over?
Pardon?
You're la 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 la. La la la. You're coming over.
Bad signal.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I'm almost there.
Excellent.
You're going through a puddle.
Excellent. We will see you soon. Okay. Bye-bye, Nikki. She was. She was
nice
too loud.
Waiting for something?
We will have some content for Rant TV soon. Stay tuned.
Black Wolf!
Boom! Is he in a towel?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's wearing nothing but a towel.
At least he was wearing a towel.
Hey, you're lucky then.
There's like machinery sounds going on. He's getting ready.
He's getting ready. Okay.
Actually, the towel is better than bike shorts.
Yes.
Trust me.
Uh-huh. That was way better. Okay, it's time for Black Wolf's.
Black Wolf.
Best and worst job.
Best job. I would actually have to say it's the one I'm working at right now with Packbrite. Because, well, it's,
first job!
It is cool.
First job!
Not even close. except for the shipper. He's a moron.
Hey!
Oh, wait, he's still here. Worst job?
I can cut you off
probably
right now.
Graveyard shifts for Kmart.
Oh.
Just stupid job. You do everything that they ask you to, and they say you're working too slow. Just horrendous management. Thank God they went belly up and sold their, I believe it was 10 stores that they sold for $11 million total, and each store has over $1 million stock. Work that out.
Deal. Off.
That's love.
Objecto.
No comment.
No comment.
Oh, you are such a weenie. You're worth it being a weenie. Nobody can be that much of a weenie on their own.
Uh-oh.
Wait, it gets better.
Maybe it's a movie, man. At least it was in between. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Zombie69.
Hey, Zombie69. It's a little early, but you have something to say?
I don't know.
We're gonna hang out. We're gonna hang out. It's not time. I remember he can't even hear me say this right now because he only has one phone line and it's his mom's.
So he just. It's his mom.
But he works snowboarding and skiing.
But he snowboards
for what?
And skis.
His allowance or what?
His allowance. Yeah. Yeah. His mom. Like I don't know.
His mom. My mom won't let me.
So it's not time yet. It's not time yet. I know you've written down my phone number.
HL69er says.
It's. Not time yet. And I'll just correct my spelling. It's not time yet.
Okay.
Don't phone in.
This is all, are you looking at?
Okay. HL69er says.
Hey, this is our caring face. Stop talking about stupid cars.
Hey, stupid cars.
How do you kill the entire population of Surrey? Blow up the Kmart.
Blow up a Kmart store.
Hey, Zombie69, if you're calling back, we're going to hang up again.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Is this not Zombie69?
Yes, this is Zombie69.
It's not time to phone in yet, man.
Is it? It's not?
No, not yet. We're still going around the room. We have to get a hold of the movie man, and we have to go around the room. You'll hear on the air. We'll say it's time to phone in.
All right, bye-bye.
Unless you got something real important to say.
Nothing really.
Okay, we'll tell you when to phone back. Listen in.
Alright.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you for calling.
Apparently.
He sounds like he's getting really pissed.
Was that something 69 or missed the hospital story?
What? Well, that's too bad. I can't. Okay. Do I miss this? No, that's somebody. HL69er. Don't worry. Eventually, we will have all these gross hospital stories archived.
Eventually.
With maybe video. We may do it just audio. We'll see. Okay. It's Sean's. We're going to, like, ignore the telephone.
Oh, whatever.
Sean's getting pissed, too.
No. Sean's actually on a downward slope now because the vodka is wearing off, and I'm realizing that I'm no longer like tipsy. So kind of
start drinking more.
Yep.
No, I don't really want to.
And your attorney advised you to start drinking heavy.
I advise you to take two hits off the small brown bottle in my back shaving case. Okay. Well, my best job. Best job.
Let's say that.
Best job.
Oxymoron.
Like, my best job.
Military intelligence.
No, it's like
jumbo shrimp. Best job.
My best job. I would probably have to say working security because that's about the slackest fucking job imaginable. Really.
I've been telling you that for years.
No, yeah, it's pretty slack. Working security is a pretty decent job. I mean, it was pretty bad last night, though, because one of our guards was riding by on a bike and some asshole peeled out of the parking lot in a car and threw a pop bottle at him and it smoked him in the face and he was spitting blood.
Yep.
And I'm like, wow.
Done that twice.
Wow, wouldn't I just like to get his plate number, we'll run those plates, and I'll fucking go to your house and kill him.
But
so many bottles we can collect.
I know. We could start with removing his driveline and welding it to his door.
Actually, it would be a better idea is to just wait outside of his house, and every day he goes to his car, this pop bottle comes over and smokes him in the face. And he doesn't know where it came from. But these pop bottles keep smoking him in the fucking face every single day until he's got, like, a total condition. He can't even drink Coke anymore. And it's, like, bad. It's like, so good. And we'll have, like, BB guns, so if he drinks it, it'll tip the bottle up. We'll shoot the bottle, and all the glass will, like, fall into his face and his eyes. That would suck a lot.
No, it wouldn't. It sounds like a good idea.
I think it's a fabulous idea. Dark One's looking at me disapprovingly. Okay.
Okay, I'm not the insane one. I'm usually the semi-com one, and I think it's a good idea.
Dark,
anybody who throws...
It's pretty bad when the person who keeps the leash on you is called the Dark One. What does that say? Golly. What does that say about you? But anyway.
Well, there are always two. One man.
That would be Nikki.
Nikki.
Hello, Nikki.
Nikki's cool because Nikki bought me vodka. Okay. My worst job, let me think. My worst job would have to be...
Like you don't know, I'm sure.
I would have to say when I was enslaved for 3 years in the Canadian military before they turned into the Pussy Corps. When they asked me to resign, I could go on with horror story after horror story.
We may
story.
Make it a feature. There's so many stories.
There are so many stories on why my world sucked so bad. But I will sum up by saying what I told the officer when he came up to me to ask me if I wished to re-sign my contract for another 3 years. And what I said is he said, Gunner Kennedy, would you like to re-sign your contract? And I rehearsed this for 2 years before I actually said it, which was, sir, actually I'm drunk now, so it was 2 years ago, so I have to make sure I get it absolutely correct.
Hello.
Hey, Nikki.
I said, sir, I am not gifted verbally to convey to you how much I hate this place. Yet suffice to say that I feel that the armed forces is so vile that it soils the existence of time itself. And he said, oh. And then marked the does not wish to resign column. And we carried on with the rest of the day. Later that same day, as part of the deprogramming, you're going back to the real world process, I had a Roman Catholic, true story, I had a Roman Catholic priest who was a padre. I'm going to get into the whole, like, why priests are in the army thing. But anyway, this Roman Catholic padre came up to me and said, so, how was your time in the army? And I said the exact same thing to him. I am not gifted verbally to convey to you how much I hate this place. Suffice to say that I feel the armed forces is so vile, it soils the existence of time itself. And he looked at me, paused for a moment, put two fingers together and folded the rest of his hand down, touched me on the forehead and said, the Lord removes all bitterness and walks away. It's been 2 years, fucker. He's got a big job on his hands. 7 days to create a planet, 2 years, he still hasn't ditched his bitterness. You do the fucking math. There's some serious-ass physics involved with that. So that would be my worst fucking job. Thanks for coming out.
Now what's your best?
Did he already say that?
Probably security.
He didn't say
it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, probably security.
Not the one where you yell at people on the phone and tell them to pay up or else?
No, that actually kind of sucked because, I mean, it's kind of... I don't actually like phoning people up to be a dick. Do you have to be paid for it to be your best job ever?
No, I don't think so.
Oh. Well.
It's a job. Well, I don't know. Whatever.
At the hospital, I was paid so fucking bad that basically they let us all go rather than give us a 50-cent raise after being there for five years.
Oh, it's rank.
Man.
So, you know, I mean, I got no money. But trust me, if you find job satisfaction, money is usually pretty low on the fucking totem.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I've always, in my life, I was told one thing by someone very wise. In life, you do not get what you deserve, you get what you negotiate.
Yeah, pretty much.
I like that.
Here's Bert for his best and worst story. Go, Bert. Jump. Go, Bert. Ouch. Go, Bert. Go, Bert.
That's some sound to you, right?
How's Ernie? Oh.
Shut up, Bob. I took a bath in Rosie. Ernie, what do you call your bathtub, Rosie? Well, you see, every time I get out of the bathtub, I leave a ring around the Rosie.
Shut up. That's a zero eyelash left. I wish cancer on you.
My best job has got to be the one I'm doing right now, mm-hmm. which is full-time student.
That's not a job.
Sucks.
You're a fucking that's
not a job. Leech.
I'm sorry if you saw the amount of homework I had to actually do. You'd understand. And the worst job I had to do was working for Henry's Landing as a all-around Joe Boy. just getting called in at
so,
like...
Call it like it was. Kitchen nigger.
Kitchen nigger, yes.
Ooh, no.
You got the stretch marks on your ass, wasn't it?
And they said that, you're right. I never, ever did.
Nikki.
I mean, just getting called in at like 9:30 in the morning.
Nikki, come with the stretch marks on Brett's ass.
No, we need to know your best and worst job.
And Enki.
We need to know what your best and worst job is. And Enki's.
My
it's a question of the week.
My best job?
Yep.
You have to talk into a mic.
No.
How
about I just relate the story to you guys?
We can't.
It's really weak.
Because then nobody
it's
would.
Really weak.
You have to speak it right.
All
you
have to do is speak in the same effect, but speak close to a mic.
It's not bad.
Enki.
Watch Enki will do it.
Okay, I'll tell my worst job.
Okay.
I'm a happy
guy.
Okay, Enki's worst ever job. My worst job was at a place not too far actually from where we are right now. It's a place called Caps Bicycles, or as it's more commonly known in the bicycle industry, Craps Bicycles. Now, the place where I worked is one of the oldest buildings in Langley. It was constructed, I think, 1913.
Really?
It's essentially a big, fat, ugly barn. And it's been there forever, and the only reason it hasn't been torn down is...
the landmark?
Yeah, I think it's got some kind of like grandfather clause saying it's too old to tear down. they don't want to turn it into a heritage building. It was the original feed store in Langley, actually.
Wow.
So that's what it was there for, is feed for animals. Now, consequently, a building this old, it's got a little bit of history, a little bit of... crap growing in the crevices, if you will. We had some major troubles with our building. First off, I don't think the roof had ever been done since 1913, so it was leaky. Second of all, we had pigeons inside the building. So, you know, you'd be standing there trying to sell some poor fucker a tire, and the thing would turd right on his head. And I'm not making that up. It happened, and I watched it, and I laughed and laughed and laughed so hard that the guy got really pissed off and then started laughing, too. I guess I was lucky. He never complained or anything, but I just couldn't help it. Like, I looked at him, and my face kind of expanded out, and yeah, just I couldn't help it. So, anyways, the reason this was the worst job in the world was, first off, minimum wage.
Yep.
And I was a bicycle mechanic. Now, believe it or not, being a bicycle mechanic these days is a pretty highly skilled job. You've got to know about all the top end materials that bikes are made out of. You've got to know how to tune the multi-speed drivetrains. You've got to know about suspension valving and setup, oil weights, spring rates. How you set up the suspension for the person's weight, and depending on the kind of riding they do, it's a lot of stuff. Yeah, I know. So, anyways, I was making minimum wage, and I'd learned a fair bit. And when I asked for a raise the first time, they laughed at me, and then the second time they laughed at me. The third time, I said, "Okay, here's your choice. You can give me a raise, or I'll quit." So they give me $1.50 an hour.
Whoa,
eight an hour. That's great.
It's
not a bad raise, but $8 an hour?
Yeah.
No, not enough to move out of your house with. So, one day in the middle of December, we had a torrential rain. That's right. It's near Vancouver. It's rain. And the building's roof was so poor that the building actually flooded with up to a foot of water in places because the floor wasn't even. So they, with a fully straight face, actually, the manager hands me, I'm not lying here, a dustpan, and tells me to start bailing the store out. There is water running down like a garden hose against the back wall, and he's asking me to bail out with a dustpan. So, you know, me being a nicely whipped boy who doesn't know what his time is worth, immediately starts bailing out the store with the dustpan. And it takes me about 30 seconds to realize this isn't going to work, and I ended up actually bailing out the store with this giant push broom because it moved the water out just slightly faster than the water was coming in. And I was wearing my bike shoes, which are tight, and my biking socks, which don't insulate, much like the shoes, which are well vented. And I got a really nice case of frostbite on the way home when it started to freezing rain, and my shoes froze solid. Because it was night, it was dark now, I'm riding home, like, I think it's 7 clicks in the rain. And I got frostbite, and I couldn't go to work the next day, and they threatened to fire me.
Oh.
They threatened to fire you.
Yeah, so I threatened to stick that broom up my boss's ass, and he didn't say one thing about it after that. Because I think he was a little bit scared of me. Because I used to wear, like, camo fatigues and I had shaved heads sometimes. And I was pretty scary looking. Yeah, I almost did, actually. But the only reason I didn't was actually that he was getting fucked in the ass even harder than I was at the time. And this is just one example of, like, a string of unpleasant events that happened to me at this job. And that is my most unpleasant job. My best job.
Let me guess what your best job
is. Where I'm at right now. I've got an office of my own. They let me put in mood lighting. I've got a wicked kick-ass computer. And I get to sit in a chair all day. And the best part is, nobody where I work knows anything about the shit that I do. So if I decide I don't want to work one day, I don't do fuck all. And you didn't hear that.
And you didn't hear that. And you didn't hear that.
I heard it. I heard it.
So what they do is they think they figured out exactly how much work I can do in a given day. So I've rationed myself out so that that takes me 2 hours.
I sure hope none of your management know about Rant Radio and aren't listening right now.
Oh, well, yeah, they might be listening, but I don't think they know enough about computers, first off. And because if they did, then they probably wouldn't have needed me, because my job's actually pretty simple most of the time. Second off, even if they did know, and even if they're listening right now, I'm just telling a story for fun. Okay, who's next?
Nikki. Oh, come on.
Come on, Nick.
She's shy. Okay, who's okay. Next?
That's it.
Let's try the movie man again.
Okay,
no,
one more
time. I think
the
movie man's weak.
What call him?
We tried him twice. We're
not doing
his thing.
I would like to point out now that if the movie man, it's a Sunday night, and he's been on a phone call for how long now?
He's 1.6.
There's probably something pretty unpleasant going on. I doubt he's in the mood to talk.
No, nothing unpleasant now. Actually, only unpleasant things happen to the movie man,
because
that's the only thing.
So this will be more unpleasant.
Okay. Or at least he allows into his life.
That's right.
Did that work at all?
What?
I don't think that worked at all. Let's try this again. We have a dial tone, and its phone number is...
Oh, it's ringing.
It's ringing.
Don't move. You'll break a sweat.
Hello.
Hello, movie man.
Hey, guys.
Unobtainable movie man. We made an intro for you and everything. We played it twice, and it's
Sorry, guys. It was on the phone with work.
That's okay, then. That's okay, then. So, our question of the week, we're going to start off with this.
Okay.
What is the best job you've ever had and the worst job you've ever had?
Best and worst job. Well, this week I would have to say that my job right now has got to be the worst job on the entire planet.
The worst job on the planet, eh?
Oh, rough week.
Bird.
Really rough week.
Wow.
Just about went over the counter and killed the guy completely.
Yeah, and is this phone call related, the one you're on, to being the worst job?
Yes.
Okay.
That job?
Yeah. Least worst, then.
Worst. Working up at the fishing resort. Spent a couple of summers working up at a fishing resort on the Sunshine Coast.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
Nice. That sounds pretty good.
Yep, that was probably my best job.
Excellent. So, do you have you seen any good movies lately, or really horrible movies? How about that?
Yeah, I've got a good movie review for you this week.
Oh, excellent.
About a week and a half ago, I went and saw Tarzan.
Really? That was good.
Excellent. I was really surprised. I went and saw it. I was surrounded by little kids, and they were absolutely amazed by the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's different than your typical Disney. The animation in it is amazing.
I think there's a lot of computer animation.
Yeah,
it is. They actually, they seem to give it depth. I mean, it's kind of weird sounding, but
it's like multi-scrolling backgrounds or something, right?
Yeah, it was the cartoon had depth. It looked like a Bateman painting in certain points.
Yeah.
That's Robert Bateman, for those who don't know who that is.
Thank you. The characters were really good. The only person I didn't like was the little monkey gorilla guy that was voiced by Rosie O'Donnell. I want to have her shot.
I think she did a couple of voices, right?
She just did one voice in the movie.
Okay.
The same character at two different age points.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Lance Henriksen did the voice of the older gorilla.
Yeah.
Glenn Close played the gorilla mom. And Minnie Driver played the voice of Jane.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a really good job. Phil Collins did all the music for it.
Yeah.
One of the nights.
Was there too much music? I heard a review that there was a little bit too much music.
No, there was music playing throughout, but it wasn't a typical Disney where you've got your five or six musical numbers songs. There was only two real songs that they played. There was a lot of music thrown in, but there was only two musical numbers.
Made it a little bit more tolerable then?
Yes. And it was a couple of scenes, very similar to The Lion King, where they said that there was a couple of scenes that scared the cojones out of little kids in The Lion King.
Yeah.
There's a couple of scenes in this that are definitely going to get some kids freaked out.
Warning.
Yeah, there's definitely a warning, or there should be a warning when the... I don't want to ruin anything, so I won't tell you.
Okay.
How
when
much...
When that guy dies.
When that guy dies, yes. If anybody's seen it, you'll know what I'm talking about. But
I have an idea of what you're talking about, Scott.
How fucking how awful could it be? It's Tarzan. What are we missing here? Tarzan, what?
Derek?
He's an ape man. Jane comes into the forest. He saves her. Jane takes the ape man into the city. He gets all fucked up and then comes back to the jungle.
Can't really screw it up.
Believe it or not, that's not what happens.
Oh my god, they've changed the storyline.
They get it back to England in this movie, which means that probably within the next year or so, you're going to see a direct-to-video sequel about his adventures throughout England.
Of course.
But they do dress him up in a suit and put him on the boat, and then
he still jumps around like a monkey.
A lot of monkey jumping.
Well, it's Tarzan.
So I would have to say that that's probably one of the better Disney movies that I've seen recently.
Captain Pike
is still probably my favorite
of
recent Disney movies, but this is a close second.
Captain Pike on the IRC says Mr. Burroughs is still rolling over in his grave.
Yes, actually, Burroughs says that before he passed away, Burroughs, I think he died in 1950, said that he had never liked a single version of Tarzan that had ever been done. And by that time, there was already 36 movies out.
Wow.
About Tarzan. Yeah. He had not liked a single version they had ever done. The original book. Well, the original book is... I have every single piece of work Edgar Rice Burroughs ever did.
Yeah.
He is extremely juvenile, but he is still one of the great American pulp writers.
Isn't this the same guy that wrote Tarzan Goes to Mars?
No, actually, it was Tarzan and Polychidor, which is Tarzan at the Center of the Earth. He tried to join all of his different worlds and characters. You're thinking of John Carter. He wrote Princess of Mars, which is his first book, and Tarzan was the second.
My mistake.
Sean just said Dak has read everything.
There is a wall.
For those people who are listening, just to understand how impressive Dak is, okay, I went over to Desmond's house, and there was a wall, but it wasn't a wall. It was a column of paperback books that went along a 13-foot-high by 25-foot-long wall, covered, spine out with paperbacks, which Dak has read. And that is some of them. And he has boxes in his room filled with books.
Desmond's trying to make up for all the stupid Americans who can't read.
And he's fighting a good war.
Oh, okay. Just flick it on and off every time it just shuts.
It cries.
Okay, well, there we are.
All right.
For another week of movie reviews.
Thank you, gentlemen. I will have something new for you next week.
Rock Billy.
Rock on, say, what the hell?
Rock on.
What the hell?
What the hell?
All right. All right.
Bye-bye.
I didn't say what the hell.
All right, we're going to go to another song by Weird Al. And it's his polka song.
No, Pennyums.
No.
I hate the fucking polkas.
Shut up, polkas. Polkas suck dick for drug money.
Polkas rock.
Polkas fucking reek. Support me on the IRC. How many people actually like the fucking polkas?
It's only that it's going to take... like 20 seconds.
Well, then wait 20 fucking seconds. I don't want to listen to a goddamn.
Well, the polkas, he doesn't change the lyrics in the polkas. He just
HL69 says, yay,
one vote for
Pentium. Oh, he also says Pentium.
Pentium.
Vote for Pentium.
Vote for Pentium.
Another vote for
Pentium. 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 Pentium.
No, there's only two votes. So
Pention says Pentium.
Okay, here's like your choices, votes. Everyone in Rant Radio World. It's either fucking Pentium or the goddamn polka. So please respond.
There's only two votes so far.
We have Pentium, Pentium, more Pentium.
There are our listeners. We must be loyal to them. Play Pentium.
Okay, we'll play the Pentium. I haven't actually heard the whole thing. I love the polkas, though.
Talk play both.
Okay.
No, don't.
No, that's too long. Okay, here's It's All About the Pentiums by Weird Al.
Yay.
It's all about the pennies, baby. Oh.
crackers. Sanitized, chilling at the packers. Working at a desk with a thumb in a cracker. Yeah, paying the bills with my mask around the field. Yeah. Dragging my hot spot for grills. I got me 100 gigabytes of RAM. Online in my house, always at my PC, double clicking on my missiles. Upgrade my system at least twice a day. I'm freaking dozen days. I ain't afraid of white and gay. I'm down with Bill Gates, I call him money for sure. I phone him up at home, man. I make him do my tech support. It's all about the pennies. What? I need a gun on TV I've never seen. You got white out all over your screen. You think your Commodore 64 is really Neo? What kind of chip you got in there? A Dorito? You're using a 286, don't make me laugh. Your Windows boots up in what, a day and a half? You put back up your whole hard drive on a floppy disk. You're the biggest joke on the internet. Your database is a disaster. You're waxing your motor, you're trying to make it go faster. I bet you're still living in your parents' cellar. Sarah Michelle Geller, and posted me too like some brain dead AOLer. I should do the world a favor and cast you like old Yella. You're just about as useless as Jake Hicks and Helen Keller. Cyberspace and crunching numbers like I do. They call me the king of the spreadsheet. Got them all printed out on my bed sheet. My new computer's trying to try to rock, but it was obsolete before I opened the box. You say you've had your desktop for over a week. So I took away, man, it's an antique. The laptop is a month old, and well, that's great. If you can use a knife, head and paperweight. My digital media is right protected. Every file inspected, no viruses detected. I've been tested every operating system. Gave props to some and others, I dissed them. While your computer crashes, mine's multitasking. If I'm a lawyer without me, I'm asking y'all. That screen blinded before I even wipe. I believe that yours says it's a bit outside. In a 30-human world, you're a big user. You got your own YouTube, all phone loser. Your motherboard melts when you try to send a fax. First you get your CPU in a box of crackers. Well, I know that I'll beat you. If I ever meet you, I'll control all the leads you.
Potatoes are bad for you?
Frig.
Oh, really?
Back.
Don't sober. Some people making a lot of noise.
A lot of noise.
So, what time is it? 10:53.
10 minutes
to go.
Yeah.
Let's see what it says on the IRC. We got Jeffrey D, Captain Pike, Drex Away, HL69er, Hammer, Pet Peon, Prez, What the Hell, and Zombie 69.
It's okay. Your country lived on them for 40 fucking years.
What do you mean? Funny thing is, the man makes more coin off sales for kids than adults. Is this in reference to, I guess, Weird Al?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Weird Al, or maybe he's talking about Tarzan.
Oh, probably Tarzan. And HL69 says, I need an MP3 for this. I wonder if they're playing an MP3 or start off the CD.
Do we pay for CDs? No. Do we get free MP3s off the net?
Yes.
What do you think?
Hey,
where'd you get the new MP3?
It's an okay album.
It's kind of shitty, except for a few songs.
Yeah, it's not great. I wouldn't buy it. And the first video for the first song, I really didn't like. It was kind of boring. And did anybody just pound? Somebody pounded on the floor, but I can't tell if it was somebody. Okay. People are making noise.
This is our caring face.
This is our caring face. Let's see if we have any more promos that we made, because I'm sure that we did some more.
I thought we did.
Let's play... Let's play.
Played it, Tom Green.
The Ultimate Power. Let's just play that one.
www.rantradio.com.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
Yeah.
I suggest we use it.
Come here.
What's
Tell our listeners, as well as me, what are you talking about on Geek Day? I just like to...
tell them about the Grant TV now.
Time.
Okay, everybody. Are we going?
Yep.
Excellent.
We are going.
Okay, everybody out there in Rant Radio Land. This is Anki, and I'm one of the tech coordinators, I guess, here at Rant Radio. And there's a nice title to pick out of the air. I'd like to tell you about our new project. It's called Rant TV. Now, James takes care of Rant Radio, does most of the tech stuff for that. I take care of Rant TV, and I just got some fantastic news today about Rant TV. The primary server right now is residing on my cable modem, which is unacceptable to me because it's just not enough bandwidth to run streaming video, which is what Rant TV is all about. Now, what I just discovered, which is really cool, is I now have access. We're going to park a server on a 5 megabit asynchronous symmetric ATM line. We can do anything we want with it, and we've got all the bandwidth to ourselves. Yes, I can't reveal where he is because he's not actually supposed to do that kind of thing, but once it's in there, it's indistinguishable from any of his servers, and much like my job, his bosses don't know what the fuck he does. So
also, we have a DS3 line.
That's the same guy. That's the same. We have a DS3?
New York.
Awesome. Okay, so we've got massive... stuff. But the server park's really cool because I can run a secure telnet and do all the administration remotely.
I can throw my own shit. I can make sounds like a monkey and throw my own feces.
I think that's his way of telling me that none of what I just said made any sense to him.
Okay. I'll refer back to, my show gets better the more he drinks.
Okay, now to put this in perspective for the non-technically minded, shut up before I hit you a couple times with this banana. Okay, for those of you not in the know, a modem line, the amount of stuff you can get through it, is kind of like a garden hose. A cable line is kind of like a fire hose. And what we've got now for our Rant TV, we've got a full-on storm sewer line. And the second thing is like one of those giant tunnels they have in New York that supply water to the whole city. It's just giant. A DS3? Are you out of... You're kidding, right? Sweet! What is that, 255? Or 150.
Oh, I don't know.
It's huge. Well, so there you go. Rant TV. You can go there right now. It's at www.ranttv.com. I'm just encoding videos right now, so I'm only getting a couple up a day just because it takes so long to compress them down.
Also, just a note, update your version of QuickTime.
Yeah.
And restart fucking Netscape before you go doing it. Otherwise, it's not going to work.
Actually, they just may work computer. With QuickTime 3. I'm not entirely sure, but it probably will.
Just upgrade anyway. It's
but
free.
Go to QuickTime 4. It's got something new called Sorenson Compression, which is amazing. It's better than the MPEG compression you've got on DVDs. It's just beautiful. Well, that's about it for Rant TV News. Go there now, www.ranttv.com, unless you're on a dial-up, in which case it'll crap out. You won't be able to listen to us and look at the site at the same time. It's all load-balanced. It's got a news section in it. It's pretty sweet. Enjoy.
Check it out.
He hasn't updated the news section since it's been up because, well, he's been doing stuff. But that's okay. It rocks. Now we've got massive clips to put on. I just encoded a whole ton of clips today. I think about 4 or 5 clips.
At least.
And you get to see Sean Kay in all his glory.
Now you can see Sean
down.
Kennedy in all his glory, and many other glories will be in the soon future.
Oh, yeah.
Such as throwing his own feces.
And projectile vomit, man.
Yes.
The video projectile vomit man.
We will be encoding the projectile
your
vomit
most
man.
Embarrassing moment in your life.
We'll be on the internet.
For all to see.
He cares. Okay, we're going to wrap up here, and we're going to say bye-bye while everyone's still here.
That's okay.
So bye from Bob from Peru.
Bob from Peru.
Yeah, big shout-out to Bashukin and anyone else, Dan Nelson, who's listening.
He didn't join us tonight.
He didn't join us tonight on NRC, but he might just be listening.
And goodbye from Sumerian. And
goodbye from Mr. Bill.
And goodbye from the man.
Goodbye from the dark man.
Goodbye from Dak. It wasn't me. You can't prove it. Nobody's lying.
Chris King was the ringleader.
Chris King's the ringleader.
Chris King was the ringleader. Trees are hard. Heads are surprisingly soft.
Just say bye, Nikki.
Say bye.
Just say bye.
Say bye.
There we go.
That was hard.
That wasn't so hard. No, was it?
Look, your eyes aren't even bleeding.
That was Black Wolf saying bye.
That was bad.
And a long distance bye from Bert. There you
bye,
go.
Bert. Bye, Bert.
Say something.
Bye, Bert.
Say goodbye, Bert.
Fuck off, Bob.
Bye, Bert. Hey, Bert, wake up, Bert. I forgot to tell you something.
Bye to Jeffrey
you're
D.
To, you're supposed Captain to have Pike. Your nap.
Oh, come on, Bert. Come
back. HL69er, Hammer, Head Peon, Prez, What the Hell, Zombie 69, and all the other people that joined us tonight.
God. Don't mention God. You're obviously American.
God.
And that's it. And we're out of here. And here's the chicken doing something.
Okay. Height of stupidity. For all our American friends out there, Canadian Tire, it's kind of like, well, they sell automotive parts and household stuff. It's kind of like a really shitty try-to-do-everything store, okay?
It's like your American Target store.
Yeah, perfect example, except we don't sell guns. She comes up to the parts counter where I work, like automotive parts, okay? She comes up to me and she looks at me in the face and she goes, "Where do you keep your luncheon meats?" And I kind of smile at this point, I'm blinking at her, right? I go, "What?" And she says, "Your luncheon meats. Where do you carry your luncheon meats?" I'm like, "Well, I'm sorry." I said, "I'm sorry, ma'am. We don't sell luncheon meats. I can sell you the cooler if you want to go on a picnic. We got that down in the camping section, but we don't sell luncheon meats here." She's like, "No, I saw them in the flyer. You sell luncheon meats." I'm like, "In the flyer, okay?" So I'm like, "Okay. Maybe it was, you know, there's a big distribution. Maybe it was for, like, the Real Canadian Superstore. I mean, they stock luncheon meats, right?" She's like, "No, it was here." I'm like, "At Canadian Tire?" Tire.
What the hell? Sunday nights at 9. You want more?